game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast is a special edition, bonus edition, live podcast. Read all about it. Deluxe edition, director's cut. Got any more for me, Slim? I'm running out of superlatives.
We got special features.
We do have. Do we have live commentary?
We had director's.
The director's commentary. Yeah, there's not really live commentary unless you watch the DVD with the director with you.
Wow, that's an expensive DVD.
The packaging came with James Cameron in it. I don't know how I got this one.
Oh, yeah, that's Twitter for you. They give everything away.
Oh, so how you doing, man? You excited for the draft? For those of you listening, the draft is starting in about 5 minutes. We are live podcasting the first probably about hour or so of the draft, so hopefully we'll get through most of the lottery. The stream is showing everyone booing Porzingis right now. Oh, that didn't work out for those Knicks fans, did it?
Oh, not well. Yeah, it did. They don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it. And speaking of not deserving, we only have a few minutes, so we got to run through this. The Knicks now get Derrick Rose. Wow. Do you care about Derrick Rose at all?
You know, he's probably still a late round guy, good for points. It's gonna tank your field goal percent.
Do you think he's about the same player for the Knicks as he was for the Bulls?
Yeah, I imagine so. I mean, the triangle offense says he doesn't get to pass the ball, you know, get assists. So, yeah, pretty similar. 5 to 6 assist guy with 20-ish points, sure.
All right, another piece of that.
So, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that Knicks triangle offense and non-existent defense with.
But they're just paying him for 1 year, right?
And yeah, he'll be a free agent. It's one
year
left.
Nothing wrong with that.
Also coming over to the Knicks is Justin Holiday, your boy. Is he gonna play finally?
He got missed at the end of last year and was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he's a role player at best, but he's a Jason Richardson type. He could give you over a three with a steal and a block. With enough minutes.
Do you still own him in REO?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I picked him back up at the end just because he was getting minutes again.
Yeah. I'm checking out his last few games here. Wow, 29 points in the last game against the Sixers.
Yes. 5 starts, 26 minutes with 2.2 threes, 1 steal, 0.8 blocks. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just got to get some minutes there. Heading back over to the Bulls, Robin Lopez, who is the worst player in the NBA. Agree or disagree?
Well, yeah. We'll see. When he's up against Thon Maker next year, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, God.
There's no way that happens.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That's when Robin Lopez is sent to the D League, he will play against Thon Maker a lot.
Yeah.
all right, so I'm going to finish out that trade, but first I'm going to mention the earlier trade from a few days ago that Spencer Dinwiddie was traded to the Bulls for Cameron Bairstow. And I mentioned that because also coming over from the Knicks is Jerrion Grant and Jose Calderon. So right now their point guard depth chart is, I don't know, throw one of those names in a hat and see if it sticks or some sort of euphemism like that. What do you make of Grant, Calderon, Dinwiddie, and if they made no other moves, who would start on opening night?
Wow.
Oh, it's hard questions in the offseason. Hard
How
questions.
How old is Calderon now? He's got to have aged 3 or 4 years probably since last year.
Yeah.
I'd probably start Grant. I mean, we're talking about a rebuilding team now, right?
Probably, but they're gonna start Calderon and play him 15 minutes a game. He's only 34. What?
Huh?
I thought he was like 90. Jose Calderon, not Jerrion Grant.
Pau Gasol's long gone.
That's true. But that's for Robin Lopez to try to do something on offense. Oh my God, the Bulls are going to be terrible.
Yeah, but this probably does mean a lot of ball for Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
While he's in there, he'll give you first round value.
While he stays healthy, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, other three-team trades. Sorry, we're racing through these. Jeff Teague goes to the Pacers. Interesting. Do you think he, you know, because he was really hit or miss with the Hawks. I almost said the Falcons. Wow. I don't know what sport it is in the middle of summer. Do you think Teague can have about the same season he had with the Hawks?
Consistent minutes is all he needs. I mean, I think he's a better player than George Hill, especially on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it being too much of a fall off. I'd probably draft him about the same spot.
Okay, so like 60-ish maybe? Maybe 50?
He'd be a little higher if I really believe he has no competition.
All right. That makes, and I think we're going to have epic debates all offseason long. Dennis Schroeder, draft him in the first round. Mock Schnell, I don't know what round would be in Germany.
Yeah, there's no way they would have traded Teague unless they were absolutely going to start Schroeder. However you pronounce it.
You hate Dennis Schroeder.
Is he going to lead the league in turnovers next year?
No! All right, so Slim and I have debated this in comments. We'll give you cliff notes. I think he pressed because he didn't get enough minutes, and the second unit he played with the Hawks is terrible. Slim argues that his turnovers and field goal percentage were so awful last year that they're going to be awful again. I don't think they'll be good, but I don't think they're going to be like Tony Roten.
I think the field goal percent will be worse against starting players.
Worse than, wasn't he, didn't you say he was 38% as a starter?
As a starter, yeah. And 43%, something like that, 42% for a career. Yeah, it went down as a starter last year in his six starts or something, small sample size.
I think
he's gonna... should be a nice assists. Probably going to hit a goodly amount of threes. That kind of picked up last year.
True.
Steel should be okay. I wouldn't say they're high end or anything.
How is Reggie Jackson not like a perfect comp?
Yeah, Reggie's got a slightly more free throw. An 85% compared to Schroeder's high 70s.
He was 79%, 82% the year before. I mean, he'll be at 80%, but he doesn't take many attempts. So I give you that.
Yeah, they're similar.
Well, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
That means Schroeder's like 50 or 60.
Yeah, sure. What are we debating here? The starting point guard on going to be a pretty good team, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll debate Schroeder. Trust me, plenty more there. George Hill goes to the Jazz. Sorry, dynasty owners of Exum.
We'll see about that.
You think Exum could take the job?
I think he could challenge Burks for minutes next to Hill.
Yeah, that's true. Play Exum.
He's up to the percent and as explosive as he was before he was drafted. Yeah. Maybe.
Just got to get healthy. So we'll monitor that. George Hill wasn't really exciting before and doesn't necessarily get more exciting now, does he?
No, he's basically a shooting guard.
Yeah, agreed. The Hawks in that trade got the 12th pick, which they'll be making here in a few minutes. Another pick that happened this afternoon, Thaddeus Young gets traded to the Pacers for the 20th pick. That's a pretty good return for the 20th pick. If I remember right, he signed on a decent deal for a couple more years.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's got last year he signed it, or maybe the year before. I think it was last year. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice pickup. He's a role player, though.
Yeah.
Numbers should plummet. I mean, the field goal percent, you know, the defensive stats, but attempts are going to go way down.
Man, I don't disagree, but he is such a good fit next to Miles Turner. Shooting. Thad's not really a three-point shooter.
Yeah, your power forward is going to be your inside guy, and your center is going to be your outside guy.
Well, that's not that big a deal.
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Defensively, they'll both be pretty solid for what they do.
Yeah. So, I like that.
They're looking like a good team. Throw Teague into the mix, obviously, and top to bottom. Monte and Paul George, that's as good a starting five as anybody.
Yeah, it's looking like a good team. Would you predict them to be top three in the East next year? Probably got the Cavs and probably the Raptors again, right?
Well, what, the salary cap went from 70-something to 94? Who knows what the landscape's going to look like? Everybody's opting out. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy offseason. Already a lot of trades. And as
three max deal guys will be easy to pull off.
Yeah.
That was a problem when they, you know, with Wade, LeBron, and Bosh. Not anymore.
So the draft is being introduced now. We're going to play little snippets every time someone's drafted. Buddy Hield. Oh, I thought of this the other day. I don't think Buddy's like the worst name or anything, but there's no way I'd name my kid that because I've seen like people talk about how they like talk to Buddy, and they're like anytime they talk to him and then like sign off, they're like, "All right, thanks, Buddy." And it sounds like the most insincere, like, "Oh, thanks, Buddy, for the interview." You know what I mean?
Yeah. I looked it up. That's obviously not his name.
Oh, it's his name.
It will always be his name.
Oh, it's his name. It's kind of like how, who's a name? Like Poison Goose. That's his name.
Okay, yeah.
Will never be different to us. And we're all that matters in this world, right, Slim?
Just shorten it up to the goose, yeah. Guess you could just call him Bud, you know?
So, let's see. Any new... Marco Bellinelli just traded to Charlotte for the 22nd pick. Man, think about that. Thaddeus Young for the 20th pick. Marco Bellinelli for the 22nd pick? Good job, Pacers.
Yeah, I'd say so. Bellinelli's, I don't know. It's hard to go to the rumors right now. You don't know who's a smokescreen, because there's rumors that everyone's trying to get out of the late rounds of the first round. Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed money. You have to guarantee money for 3 or 4 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So teams are giving away that late round pick just to get, you know, expiring or as close to expiring as they can.
Yeah, well, the Bellinelli one's set in stone. The rest of these are D'Angelo Russell's out there. The Wolves offered the Bulls the number 5 pick and LaVine for Jimmy Butler.
Number 5 pick and LaVine for Butler. Yeah, that's not a bad rebuild start.
Yeah.
If I was playing some video games, I might take that deal.
Some virtual manager. All right, so the Sixers are on the clock. They still have 3 minutes. I thought they said they were going to take Ben Simmons already. What is the holdup?
That's the Sixers. They're still debating this.
Psych, everyone. We're taking Thonmaker, number one.
Did you see some? Oh, here we go. They got it out kind of early.
Okay, so just so you know, Slim is in living in the 1980s and watching a quote-unquote television while I am watching an online stream, so you're going to be ahead of me here.
Should I put it in like 480p or something just to really get the feel?
Switch to some of those antennas and try to pick it up off the wideband or whatever.
Oh, man, that's before my time.
Oh, man. Wait, so yours has already made the pick. Man, my thing's way behind. Well,
He's thanking everybody walking up. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna spoiler alert the hell out of me on this. I thought the ESPN stream would be pretty close to live. Come on, ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, he's already 2 or 3 years in now.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna do the soundboard.
Y'all ready for this?
Sixers making their pick.
First pick in the 2016 NBA draft. The Philadelphia 76ers select Ben Simmons.
And the crowd goes wild. All right, so the least surprising pick of this whole thing. Sixers fans jumping around. What did you expect was going to happen?
Well, we did a mock draft, and that's what we had. So.
Oh, we're one for one. We're batting 1,000.
Yeah, after two, I think we might be out, but...
Yeah, I saw them talking earlier about how one of them wanted to take Chris Dunn number two. I don't know if that's going to happen.
No, there's no way he'd fit on the Lakers. Well,
they trade D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that.
I know.
The video with Nick Young.
That did not go over well. All right, well, let's break down Ben Simmons for a minute. He's a guy, really good at the popcorn stats. Weren't his D stats kind of iffy?
Yeah, I guess. People questioned his, almost two steals a game.
Is the Razzball basketball mascot chewing on a bone nearby?
Yeah, you hear that, don't you?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. It's just funny.
Time. This is basically the flossing. Last year, 1.97 steals, 0.082 blocks per game.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
56% field goals. Yeah. 67 free throws on 9 attempts.
That's not a very good percentage.
No, that's a lot of volume. That might affect his overall ranking next year.
3.4 turnovers. I don't know. Where do you think Ben Simmons is going to go in drafts next year?
First one off the board. He's probably the first one off the board. I don't see why not. He's going to have 30 minutes out of the gate.
Now, you mean first rookie off the board, I'm hoping, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Top 70.
Nah, I don't think so.
Ben Simmons or Nick Batum, who we don't really know where he's going to play, but
probably Batum's going to give you more assists. Simmons is kind of going to score more, probably going to turn it over more. Free throws are a problem. I'll probably still go with Batum, even though he's an old man at 27 or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, they just showed a clip of Sixers fans and dropping confetti. Congratulations on sucking and having the number one pick. I guess the one.
It's worked out for a lot of teams in the past.
It's like, it's the one thing you get to cheer for a year is the Sixers inevitably having the first pick every year.
Yeah, it's weird because the real celebration should have happened back when they won the draft lottery.
That's a good point.
I mean, this is like a delayed celebration of like a month. Hughes is just making it there.
They're like, it's finally here, and they didn't screw this one up. Ben Simmons next year, or... Man, I'm having trouble. I mean, you're definitely taking Jay Crowder while over him. I'm trying to think of small forwards.
Are you sure he's playing small forward? He's 6'10". I don't know if he's going to have the quickness to cover a small forward.
Simmons is that tall?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
6'10". So they're going to play Simmons at power forward, hope to trade one of their center power forwards and bring another one off the bench, I guess.
I think Embiid and Saric, that guy, was probably going to come off the bench. So Simmons and whichever one they don't trade start.
Yeah,
that's what I'd go with.
Ben Simmons or the ever boring and seems to get hurt a lot, Rudy Gay. That's maybe not the best. I think you got to take Gay too.
You still are, but that's one of those ones that, man, I would second half of the year you could really go either way.
Ben Simmons or Thaddeus Young.
That's where you might take the gamble.
Yeah. I think I'm finding the line a little bit. It's hard when I don't have any ranks done yet.
The percentages might wind up being pretty close to each other.
It's true. It's just Simmons going to give you the assist. The Fad's decent at assists.
And it might be pretty good in Indiana.
It's true. It's going to be a good team. I'm going to enjoy cheering for the Pacers next year.
Who's the power forward for the Nets now?
Thomas Robinson, I think, opted out.
Okay.
So I have absolutely no idea. Who else is even there?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
They're probably going to be doing some crazy stuff. All right. Looks like we have the Lakers says their pick is in. Their time is out. You need to come up, Adam Silver.
It's already happened.
I know. Well, don't tell me. You're going to spoil alert for everyone, because everyone listening right now didn't watch the draft. They're listening to only this to get the picks, right?
Well, I think he's going to win Jacket of the Night.
All right, here's Adam Silver with the call.
With the second pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Los Angeles Lakers select Brandon Ingram.
Hey, we're 2 for 2, Slim! Woo!
And that'll be it. But, you know, everyone's known this now for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I'm looking at the Nets depth chart just to finish that thought. Chris McCullough. Remember him?
Yeah. There's some skill.
Whoa!
Yep, I'm out.
And we're back. Everyone alive over there, Slim?
Yep. Small tremor there. We're good.
So, Chris McCullough is there on the Nets. He's decent. He showed a couple flashes last year. I don't think he's going to be the starter, though.
I'm guessing they're going to wind up getting a overpaying for, a 30-year-old. That's kind of the net way.
The net way. They refuse to play anyone in their front court that's under 30 years old.
I mean, Brooke Lopez is only 28.
His feet say otherwise.
Yeah, you can't. You got to start, waist up. He's 28.
All right, Brandon Ingram, second pick of the draft, goes to the Lakers to play small forward and gets to, no pressure, be the next Kobe Bryant of the team, right?
I assume he's small forward. He's another one of those tall guys, but I think his problem will be more defending a power forward. So I'm guessing he stays at small forward.
So you're saying Brandon Ingram and Ben Simmons need to combine to be a better suited small forward, power forward.
To play a new position somewhere in between small forward and power forward?
Super wing. They're super wings. Brandon Ingram, he shot, I looked this up, 41% from three in college, but I never thought his shot looked that good. It's very, very flat.
All right. That's something that'll be easily worked on. I mean, as far as comps, this is the closest thing to comping Durant I've seen in a little while. I'm not saying his jump shot's there, but if it gets there, everything else will be there.
He shot 44% from the field and 41% from three. Like, that doesn't really, jive right.
That's a lot of attempts, too. Nearly 5.5 a game.
Yeah, well, it's because it's Duke. That's all Duke knows how to do. Shoot threes. Hey, look, we can shoot threes. We'll shoot 30 a game. If we hit them, we win. Woo!
And then I hear it does win games.
Yeah, and I also hear that kicking people wins games, right, Grayson Allen?
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I hate Duke. Anyway.
We've gotten this far in, and we haven't once mentioned the winner of the championship a couple days ago.
Which championship? The basketball one? We've had a podcast since then. Didn't we talk about that in the last podcast?
No, the last podcast was over a month ago.
The end of March Madness was 3 months ago. 2 months ago. We definitely talked about it in the last podcast.
I don't remember having this conversation.
All right, well, regardless, I was less mad. No,
not that conversation. I'm saying the Cavaliers.
Oh, that conversation. I thought you were talking about Chapel Hill winning the tournament since I was bashing Duke so much.
No. That's just that. I've heard it so much from you now, I don't even hear it anymore.
Okay, understandable. The real championship. It was good. It was a good game. Good job, Cavs. Nothing really out of that impacted much for fantasy, and I'm not a fan of either one of the teams, so I had very little rooting interest in either one of the teams specifically. But it was a great finals.
I think everyone that I that hasn't seen Golden State before that I talked to about Draymond Green, I think they've all changed their tune.
Did you convince them by rearranging their nards in various kicks and punches?
Man, I would have gotten suspended for doing that.
Oh man, I don't know. I never was like a big nut puncher through college and stuff.
Never were, huh?
No, like some people are all into the nut taps and stuff and think it's funny. And I'm like, dude, like you're gonna like impact your baby making later in life.
I didn't know this was like. I mean, this has got to be a millennial thing.
Well, what my point is I have lost a little Draymond Green love from all the from all the tapping.
Oh man, sounds like something like was a common occurrence.
It's a little bit. It probably is a millennial thing. Drunk college dudes. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
so next time I challenge you to Rochambeau for something, I gotta. You're gonna be prepared. And Celtics are taking forever on this pick.
Oh, wait, have they not even taken it on yours?
No, it says pick is in for a couple minutes now. There's got to be a trade they're figuring out.
There might be a trade happening. Let's check the tweets, see if anyone's on top of it. Adrian Wojnarowski, or whoever always tweets stuff, said that Boston's selecting Jaylen Brown. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, this is taking quite a long time. I mean, they wanted to trade Dunn.
I guess they didn't get a trade they liked, and they like Jaylen Brown more.
Yeah, I mean, because trading Dunn, or getting Dunn and not trading him, that really would do that team no good.
Yeah. We'll wait for the official pick before we analyze this anymore. Did you see on my post that I put LeBron on my NBA Mount Rushmore?
Yeah. You left out probably my favorite guy of all time, though.
Uh-oh, who's that?
The Big O.
Oscar Robinson? He's awesome. He's in my top 10. I don't know if he's a top four ever in the NBA.
Is he the only guy to average a triple-double and he does it as a rookie, something like that?
I don't think he did it as a rookie, but... Oh, he's a great player. This is not... Not bad.
I mean, he's about LeBron's size. He's LeBron before there was LeBron.
He was good. I don't know. LeBron winning with all the scrutiny and the numbers are great. Yeah. That was a really impressive finals win for LeBron.
I mean, you get the crying LeBron meme now.
That's true. All right, here comes Adam Silver.
NBA draft. The Boston Celtics select Jaylen Brown from the University of California, Berkeley.
All right, so there's Jaylen Brown. Where do we have Jaylen Brown going? Oh, I picked him fourth. Woo, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, this was the guy that had the questionable three-point shooter.
Yeah, so this was a guy, when we did our mock, he was pretty much the number four everywhere we saw, and that was behind Dragon Bender. So this was before Chris Dunn was like shooting up to third territory. He was a big prospect out of high school, but wasn't great with Cal. And yeah, he struggled with his shot a lot because he, you know, had to run that offense at Cal.
Yep. The numbers aren't special. Sub one steal, sub one block.
Oh yeah, it's
for our purposes. This, I don't know. He's probably more of a project than anything.
Yeah, he's a small forward, and I say that truly because he's 6'6". you know, good bench energy role player for Boston. That's what they need, unless they trade him.
Oh, well, they still need a big man.
True.
I don't think this is a pick that's meant to be traded.
You think it's a keep it? No, all these trade rumors, yeah. Nothing is going to end up happening again, right?
No, God, it was supposed to happen last year. We'll see. I have high hopes.
He does have an awesome flat top that I hope gets better and better.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a Celtics cap on, so it's kind of...
Aw, that ruins the flat top.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell it's there under the hat, and you can't exactly hide it, but...
Yeah. Jaylen Brown is being compared to Tyreek Evans right now. I don't know about that. Although it kind of makes sense. Evans isn't a great shooter.
Well, yeah, but Brown had, what, 2 assists a game, 3 turnovers a game. That's not quite Tyreek Evans territory.
How many assists did he have?
2.
2 a game with 3 turnovers?
He only played 28 minutes a game.
Yeah, that's interesting. His per 40 minutes at Cal, 21 points, 7.8 boards, 2.9 assists, and 4.5 turnovers. Blech.
You know, given Brad Stevens, I'm guessing he doesn't get off the bench game one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, wings is not a position where they have much much needed, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's an odd pick to me. Well, I think they should have taken the trade. They should have taken Noel for this pick.
Well, they did lose Evan Turner, so there's some wing minutes, but they still have RJ Hunter, James Young. Is James Young still there?
Yeah, but that's kind of, we're up in bust territory now.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's more of an opportunity there than we thought.
I mean, Crowder's going to be the starter.
Play a ton of minutes.
Yeah, so is the shooting guard. He's going to play a ton of minutes,
Avery,
too.
Avery Bradley, yeah.
Yeah.
Isaiah's going to play a lot. Marcus Smart's going to play almost all the backup 1 and 2.
I don't see how he's going to make a top 150 list.
Yeah, I doubt it, too. I mean, he'd have to be doing something really special through camp and preseason. But I doubt it. Assists, steals, and blocks, too low.
Yeah. There's not a lot there. It's not like he's going to figure out this shot overnight.
Yep. According to the tweets, it looks like the Suns are probably going to take Dragon. So we had 1 and 2, right? And 3 and 4 flipped. They're not taking Chris Dunn. Maybe I was right to hold off on Dunn.
Well, the other one here, the big riser, is Marquise.
Oh, yeah, Marquise Chris. I like him a lot, too. I picked him 10th, and I think at the time that was like a little ahead of where he was ranked.
Yeah, he is flying up the draft boards. He's a lot higher than that right now.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see where he goes, but I could see him being a top 7 pick or so.
I think he's more NBA ready than Dragon.
That's for sure, but the Suns don't need an NBA-ready player right now.
Yeah, they're not winning anytime soon. They've put everybody on the trading block. You've seen some of these
Bledsoe rumors. And Knight are both on the block. Shocker, Tyson Chandler's on the block.
Oh, wow. Yeah, everybody but Alex Len, I guess.
Yeah, and Booker.
Mm. Yeah, that's the future right there.
Yeah, Booker really surprised me. His rookie year was great.
He's going to be one of those guys that we're going to say he's a better real-life player than fantasy player.
Really? Because he was a pretty good fantasy player, too.
Kind of like Clay.
All right.
I mean, the ceiling is still going to be top 50 for sure, but you know, it isn't quite going to give the defensive stats to get there.
He's got some upside for 5 or 6 assists, though, which Clay doesn't have.
Yeah, no, he's well, they kind of rotated. He'd distribute one game, then he'd score the next.
Yeah, but
they're trying to figure out what they have with him. I like his upside more than Clay.
Sure, in a dynasty league, that's true. Were you cheering for LeBron to win in the finals, or were you cheering against him because he left your Heat?
Nah, man, I'm not cheering for that. I don't want him to have the same amount of rings as Udonis.
All right, come on, Suns, make your pick.
Yeah. 5 minutes, though, that's pretty good. I can't really argue about that.
So we'll go ahead and look ahead to Dragon Bender, because I think it's going to happen. What do you make of him? You picked him in our mock, right? Yeah, you picked him 3rd.
Yeah, I mean, you're hoping you get Porzingis, but you're probably not. I mean, in a year or two, you might. He's got that kind of upside. Similar size. Yep, there's your pick.
All right. He's a power forward, or is he more a center or kind of a Porzingis?
Yeah, Porzingis. Wow, he really looks thin.
Yeah, I thought he was a bigger dude.
Yeah, he's pretty slight looking on TV right now.
Are you sure that you have it in 4x3?
Yeah, that's right. I got to put it on widescreen real quick. Oh, look at that. He just gained.
flip it from 16x9 to 4x3. all right, here we go. Here's Adam Silver with the official call.
With the fourth pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Phoenix Suns select Dragan Bender from Croatia.
Is that a character from Game of Thrones?
Oh man, you got the wrong TV show.
I'm a few behind Game of Thrones. This is
Futurama. This is Bender.
See, I don't know the reference, and I just never got into Futurama. Oh, someone tweeted a picture of the Futurama robot. I'm guessing that's Bender.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was misogynistic, all that fun stuff. You think his quotes to describe a basketball player is gonna be good?
I was about to say, that compares the character and NBA players. So,
I think one of his sayings is, "I'm Bender, insert alcohol," something like that. So, yeah, no, this is there's potential here. This is a writer's dream.
I need to watch Futurama. Apparently, Dragon Bender has quite a chin. He has a very long chin. He's a Jay Leno chin.
What do they list him at? Oh, 98 kilograms, huh?
At least 90 of those are in the chin. Oh, man. All right, so he's 7'1", 216 pounds. Way to make me feel fat. Jeez.
Well, he's also 18 years old.
Yeah, I guess there's room to grow there. Man, he does. All right, so I'm finally seeing... I watched a couple of his highlights on Draft Express, but seeing this now, very skinny.
Yeah, I mean, at a fourth round pick, it's hard to call him a draft and stash. Is that what they call him?
Sure.
I'm going to make that up right now. That's what they're called. But, you know, as a fourth round pick, it's hard to leave a guy overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of worked for Rubio, right? Yeah. He took a year. He was a high draft pick.
Yeah, Bender's coming right over, though, right?
I assume so, and then Phoenix has a place to play him.
Man, him and Lin, I guess Lin can body up, but he's still fairly skinny. That's some tall, lanky players that they're starting to put together.
I think Bender's got more of a stretch to his game.
That's true. Three. Remember, Lin was shooting a couple threes, though, when they played him next to Tyson Chandler. It worked really well.
I think this pick is going to pretty much solidify that they're done with that. You're not going to take a guy this high that you are planning on playing as the backup with a guy that's supposed to be your franchise.
Well, maybe they this is
saying Lin's a center now.
I see. Well, what are they going to do with Chandler if they keep him?
Please, someone take him.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but they're paying him. They might as well ease Bender off the bench.
Oh yeah, no, there's no reason to start him. No.
You're saying long term.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
No, he's 18 years old, and he looks like an 18-year-old. Like this has a ways to go.
Speaking of, I saw some of the players drafted in the baseball draft, and man, those kids, because they're not like the tall people that I feel like have grown out a tiny bit more. Some of those kids in the baseball draft look so young. They look like they're in like middle school.
Yeah, there's no Dallas Keuchel, huh?
I'm down. He comes out with a beard and he's like just drafted from high school.
Yeah, you know, me and Greg Oden, we go way back.
Yeah, NBA players, while, you know, Bender does look pretty young here. It's no, who was that? The Riley Pint guy or the guy that the Phillies took first. Those two guys look super young.
I mean, think about that, though. Bender, at this point in his career right now, is 1 year younger than Oden was.
Yeah, it's true.
Oden looks twice his age.
Well, his body was twice his age too, sadly.
Yeah. Did you see that report that Thon Maker might not be 19?
I wouldn't be surprised. Didn't a person in Canadian high school get in trouble for that recently?
Oh, I don't know. That's not me.
I'm pretty sure I saw that at some point, that somebody playing in Canadian high school was actually like 25. He came over from Africa and said he just didn't know how old he was.
Okay. I mean, high school, sure. It's not like they're really playing for anything. There's not a whole lot of money that's being changed hands, I guess.
So we're hitting a commercial break here. Would you draft? Yeah. How much do you think we should be throwing some REL costs in this? For those of you unfamiliar, our REL is a 20-team dynasty league where $200 budget, and you keep a player as long as you want at their drafted budget. So last year, Karl-Anthony Towns went for 55-ish or something, and that is actually looking really good.
Yeah, I mean, there were multiple people at 50 that were in on that, too.
Yeah. So let's run through our REL projected cost, because what the hell else are we going to do? It's on commercial.
yeah, like Wiggins went for 36 the year before, so
yeah,
that's kind of the range we're looking at.
So Ben Simmons. I'll do over-unders, 45.
I'm not going 45 for him. I don't know if I have 45. This is a bad example. Will he go for 45?
There you go.
Number one overall pick, 5 assists per game. Yeah. If I was building up a team right now, I would do that.
All right, Brandon Ingram, 40.
Doesn't quite have the defensive stats. Doesn't have the assists. By defensive stats, I mean steals. That actually surprised me—the 2 steals per game from Simmons.
Yeah, me too. I thought his defensive stats were lower overall.
40 sounds close. I don't think it quite gets there.
All right. Let's see. Jaylen Brown, over under 25.
Well, you're not going to like this next pick. Jaylen Brown, 25. Oh, Thragnoffy. I want to say that Booker went for about the 14-15 range.
All right. We'll do the next couple after the next pick is in. I think I know what it is. I saw it on Twitter. It's okay. Myanmar! No, Myanmar! I think that's what's about to happen.
Yeah.
We'll let Adam Silver break the hearts of all Latin lovers everywhere.
You're going to have to, like, edit this to make Adam Silver come before.
All right, here he goes.
And President of Basketball Operations has made a choice.
With the fifth pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Minnesota Timberwolves select Chris Dunn.
Yeah. We get it. Yeah. I saw Chris Dunn play live, so I'm not just unbelieving for no reason. But then again, I only did see him play one game, and he didn't play well.
Yeah, you know, he's that, what is he, 2.5 assists per game, or steals per game, something like that.
Yeah, he just was terrible when they played Chapel Hill in the tournament. I mean, Chapel Hill's good, they're not known for... I mean, Joel Berry wasn't great, and Paige was playing mostly shooting guard. I don't know why Dunn did nothing in that game. I might need to look up the stats on that, but...
No, you never know. One game could have been fluky.
Yeah, they had some center that was doing everything for them.
Yeah, we had a... This is, you know, 22-year-old senior. This is pretty different than the first 4 picks.
That's true. We had him fall all the way to 7, but that was more because you said you were surprised I didn't take him at 6.
Yeah, but man, you don't draft a 22-year-old senior that you don't plan on playing right away. Those aren't projects.
Well, you picked Jamal Murray for the Timberwolves.
Right here, right? Yeah. Yeah, that was more about a backup scorer, just somebody to... Yeah, I mean, yeah, Dunn's got more upside. I guess I'll give you that.
Wow, I am completely wrong for anyone who has fact-checked this. Dunn scored 29 points against Chapel Hill. But it was in...
Just impressed, huh?
Well, it was in seven threes, and he had three rebounds, three assists, two steals, and four turnovers. So all he did was hit some threes, and I'm guessing a bunch of those came late because Chapel Hill ran away with it. And then I think the big man in it fouled out, who was doing everything earlier.
I'm seeing two straight years of just under 70% free throws on five attempts per game. I don't like that. That's not for me from a point guard.
Correction, he hit three threes. Sorry. Just any Providence fans are just like screaming at me right now.
I mean, who won the game? You got that right?
I do remember that Chapel Hill won the game. I was there. It was close for a while. They played really, really tight until a few minutes in the second half. And yeah, their center, Ben Bentil, who I have no idea if he's a prospect, but he was like the only dude owning the game for Providence and then fouled out. And then I'm guessing Dunn hit some shots in garbage time.
Yeah, man, this is interesting. I want to say LaVine starts with the two. So this would be coming off the bench for Dunn?
Probably, unless they trade Rubio.
We've tried it a couple times. They also gave him a contract extension last year.
I think it was 2 years ago.
I think last year was the first year of the extension.
Well,
I think he did it 2 years ago, but I don't think it's kicked in so much.
I see what you're saying. Well, that's true. Whoa, what does he do? Why is he flashing the inside of his suit?
I can't read it. I'm not sure.
I can't read it either. I'm looking at this. Bentil's numbers. This dude was...
JB's got a...
I'm
prospect.
Yeah, he's 21.1 points with 7.7 rebounds, one assist, one steal, one block, and 1.5 threes a game. 21 points a game. Man, he's a sophomore. I don't know if he went in the draft. I have no idea.
We're on top of this, man. Guy's gonna get drafted in the mid-20s. We're like, who's... Oh, it's him.
No, I haven't seen this guy's name anywhere. I don't even know if he's in if he's eligible for the draft or if he's staying another year, you know.
Yeah, that takes research.
Yeah, I've got the internet. We'll figure it out. Hey, you know what? This is why the off season's like 5 months long, so we can have time to do this.
Yeah, there's no shortage of time here.
Okay, Draft Express has him as the 48th on the board. And, only 6'8", 229. I thought he was bigger than that. So, he's got a long wingspan, going to be a stretch four. Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about a second-round pick. Why did the podcast go this direction, Slim?
I mean, 22 points a game? I mean, he's got to be worth something.
Yeah. All right, back to the picks at hand there. I'm sorry, I got really sidetracked while you were trying to steer me to Chris Dunn here. So you're saying Dunn off the bench playing by, you know, combo guard behind Rubio and LaVine?
Yeah, and if I was going to, you know, they had that comp to Tyreke Evans a minute ago.
That was for someone.
He's actually closer.
You think he's, I mean, he is a bigger point guard.
Yeah, I think he can play the two.
I don't know. Doesn't scare you.
Distributor.
He could be Michael Carter Williams. He's a big point guard.
Oh, he's also a sub 70% free throw shooter.
Is Chris Dunn?
Yeah.
I think we have our comp.
2.5 steals per game. We're getting there.
What was this field goal percentage again?
It was pretty good. 45%.
That's not pretty good for college.
I mean, for a point guard, though.
That's still not great.
He did almost have four turnovers. That was 4.2 the year before.
Yeah, this is... It was 0.6 blocks last year. His field goal percentage went way down. His three-point percentage is well under 40%.
Yeah, 37% is not a bad thing. That's not MCW territory.
Yeah.
This is college three, though, but still.
This is sub 70% free throw shooting. I think we have our comp.
Man, you being behind is killing me here.
You ready to talk about the next pick already? Well, just gather your thoughts. All right, here's Adam Silver with the call.
With the sixth pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Buddy Hield.
Woo! Woo! Who is the king of the mock drafting? Wow. Oh, everybody give me props forever for calling that one.
They don't even have, like, a wing on their roster right now.
I know. But that's why I picked him for them. And a lot of...
This is a good fit. He didn't have a heck of a year last year, though.
Is Buddy Hield, if you needed points in your draft, right there with, like, right behind Ingram?
Yeah, this is as good of a landing spot as you could ask for. It's very possibly the first rookie off the board in a redraft. Sure,
you'd have to need points though. Have you looked at it? His numbers are so like anemic everywhere else. If I remember right,
he takes a boatload of threes.
Yeah, Threadmuff.
Yeah, you know he's always been over a steal per game.
Yeah, I wrote this in my. But look at the trends.
Yeah,
1.4 steals, 1.3 steals, 1.1 steals. While the turnovers, 1.8, 1.9, 3.1, with the assists not changing. So less steals, more turnovers. Obviously, he scored more and more.
Yeah.
But
free throw attempts go up. He's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
25 points per game last year.
Yeah. Well, it's almost as good as Ben Bentil. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, this is a good fit. And, you know, this is going to try to have them start cashing in all this money they spent on Brow. Man, Brow needs to stay healthy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is a good pick.
Yeah.
All parties concerned, this is a good one.
So far, if you're keeping score at home, JB has 2 mock draft pick rights to Slim's 1.
All right. I'm going to get this one right.
You have Chris Dunn to the Nuggets? Yeah, you'll get this one right. Oh, that makes me so happy that one of my mock draft calls worked out. Because I don't think that was like that like prevalent of a call, was it?
No, I think we were pretty sure that theirs is about to be a pretty major drop-off. There's like a tier above... And I think Buddy was kind of the end of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at... Oh, you know, tried to pull up someone's recent mock draft right before, and it's insider only. Screw you, ESPN. Get out of here. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for the internet.
No, I believe in... What's up?
Now I'm on Bleacher Report, and it's a slideshow. Oh, they had Buddy Hield at 6. Damn it.
You want to be the only one now, huh?
Damn it! All right, well, Hield, over under 19 points a game. That's a lot, but that team needs it.
I'm going to go under. It's hard for a rookie to come in and do something like that. Yeah, I'll go under.
Yeah, that is a pretty big ask. And they're
I'm not sure what's up with Tyreke Evans and Eric Gordon either.
Pretty sure Gordon is a free agent or restricted. I'm not sure. on the mock draft, I put the depth chart of the Pelicans because they're all hurt. And I was trying to click it to get a player's link from my picture in my mock draft, in our mock draft.
Yeah, Tyreke's got another year.
All right. All right, so let's finish our REL comps here. So, let's see. I did Jaylen Brown. Dragon Bender to the Suns, 28 REL dollars.
That's what Porzingis was, but he should have been more. I think that's too high. I think he's more of a project than that. I think you're going to have to wait. You can't draft him thinking that you're going for it this year.
Okay. Chris Dunn at $25.
All right. We're assuming Rubio doesn't get traded.
Yeah, just pretend the draft was now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably pretty good. I don't think you could go too much higher than that, given the uncertainty of when he's actually going to see 30 minutes.
All right, and Buddy Hield, I'll go 33.
You know, it's considering, you know, the stats you're getting, I don't think I would go that high. You're really banking on a good field goal percent there. Otherwise, you're just getting a Thragnoff.
My team could use some scoring and a Thragnoff. I might be in on Buddy Hield.
Okay. I think he'll go in the low 20s, really.
If he goes at that, I'll probably be in on it.
Opportunity, though, is great. Yeah. I don't think his ceiling is quite as high as some of these other guys.
No, of course. And that's why I set his price higher than those other guys. Other people are going to have to be waiting on those projects. So let's see. So our rookie ranks for fantasy next year. We got Simmons 1, Ingram 2, Hield 3.
For redraft?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'm there right now.
Okay.
Those top two, I can't imagine anybody's going to take their job. It took my game. No, they're
was that South
like
Park?
My favorite South Park ever.
They took our jobs. Free is that the Free Hats episode too?
I think that's the aliens coming from not aliens, the time travelers from the future coming back in time to take people's jobs.
They took our jobs.
Yeah.
So those three. Who else we got that's been picked then? Bender to the Suns. Brown to the Celtics. And
who did I pick fifth?
Probably Dunn fifth. You picked Jamal Murray fifth.
Yeah, that's the next guy we should talk about.
Oh, are you spoiling what the next guy is? Damn it, Slim.
I would never do that.
You're the time traveler now. You took my job.
I took a job.
Oh, so there's been no trades, right?
No, this has been straightforward so far.
Trying to Celtic surprise, select Jaylen Brown. Yeah, no picks. The Timberwolves are reported still trying to trade Jimmy Butler for... Oh, we got a pick in. Hold on a second.
NBA draft. The Denver Nuggets select Jamal Murray.
Ah, you took my job, Slim. No! but yeah, so the Timberwolves are trying to trade... for Jimmy Butler and give them Chris Dunn. Hey, the Bulls need a point guard.
They need another point guard.
Well, I mean, they need, like, one for the future. Is Jerian Grant a starting point guard of the future? Is Dinwiddie?
No and no.
Is Jose Cobb? I couldn't even say it without laughing.
Yeah. 15 years ago, I would agree.
all right, so Jamal Murray gets picked. You picked him at 5. He's a freshman out of Kentucky.
freshman out of Kentucky? Wow. Why did it take so long for him to get drafted?
Yeah, that's a good question. I thought Kentucky usually held on to their players longer than a year.
Yeah, right.
you could just hear the sarcasm coming out. So what do you like about Jamal Murray? Because you had him top 5. He goes 7.
I think he's got a lot of that Booker in him. I think you can put him as a scorer. He shoots lots of threes. He could turn into more of an assist guy, combo guard. You know, 19 years old. Yeah, I like him a little more than Buddy Hield. Long term,
man, he scored 20 points a game as a freshman. I didn't realize he was like their offense.
Yeah, and those turnovers didn't get out of control, which for a freshman is pretty impressive.
2.2 turnovers to 2.3, or 2.2 assists to 2.3 turnovers, comparable there. One steal a game, decent rebounds, 3.1 threes a game at 40.8%. That's pretty good. Seems pretty Thragnoff-y.
Yeah, and in the REL, I'd go higher than Hield. I think this is approaching 30. This is a Denver Nuggets team that, I mean, who's the shooting guard right now?
Your boy, Gary Harris.
Ooh, that's not good. Why you gotta mess with Gary Harris, man?
You forgot. You forgot about your boy's spot on the roster. Plus, they got Will Barton coming off the bench. It's kind of crowded at wing.
Yeah, but this is a bit more of a project. And I think they'll give him a shot as a point guard first.
Interesting.
Or at least as a combo guard. At least give him some backup point guard minutes.
So you're saying all of them.
I know, I completely changed my tune once I find out he's messing with my... No, Gary Harris is the man. I'm not changing that. He's good.
Well, I mean, Jamal Murray is 6'4". Moutier is like, what, 6'3", 6'4". They're going to have no small point guards. Isaiah Thomas is just going to run them to death.
Yeah, but Isaiah Thomas, I don't know if that's a winning kind of formula, a point guard that small.
How dare you?
And it doesn't really matter how much they score. If they can get scored on as easily as you know, it seems to me he does.
He's,
I don't know if that's a winning thing.
He's really good at the standing there and putting his hand up when someone shoots a three. He's really good at that.
Oh, that's you know, it takes practice. you're not born with that.
He does seem like he kind of phones it in. He's no James Harden out there at times, but...
James Harden with who's the new coach?
D'Antoni, right?
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
James Harden first pick.
Man, he's good. I think he'll push 10 assists a game.
Are you gonna take Harden ahead of Durant?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, so Harden 3.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much. The field goal percent, you can't really get around it.
All right, I heard about this a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to Google it till now. There's apparently a video of Dan Majerle traveling, taking like 9 steps, and it wasn't called.
All right.
I'm about to watch the video. Everyone at home, pull up the YouTube, watch it with us.
Without looking, please spell that last name for me.
I actually spelled it I think I did. Majerle. I'm pretty sure I spelled that right. I had a lot of his basketball cards. I remember his name.
Majerle.
All right, here we go. We'll watch it. We'll keep the volume on. He's just... it's like a lot of stutter steps. So it's not awful. Did you watch it?
No. All right.
It's bad, but not... Is that there was a really bad Dwayne Wade one. Did you see that one? Why aren't you Googling these with me, Slim?
I don't know. Because I got the TV on. I got people congratulating people. And I'm trying not to give it away, that's all. Just keep my mouth shut and don't say the name.
Oh, I want to watch the Dwayne Wade one. Everyone Google that one, too.
Who did you have, Ace?
Oh,
who
my God. Oh, this Dwayne Wade travels so bad. That one's worse than the Majerle one. Oh, my God. Silver's making picks. My bad.
From the University of Washington.
Oh, Marquise Chriss. That's a great pick for the Kings. I had them going upside of Timothy Luwawu.
Yeah, Chriss has just flew up the draft board.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I took Chriss at 10. If I had known in the past week, you know, if we had done this a week ago, I think Chris would have gone at this point. But yeah, it's a good pick for the Kings. Gives them a stretch four. Put them behind Gay and Cousins for now. And can take over as the stretch four of the future. Great fit next to Cousins, if Cousins stays long term.
Yeah, I got a feeling he is. Something tells me he'll be a King for life.
God, what a messed up franchise. Now I feel bad for Marquise Chriss when I think about it.
Oh, man.
What? He's got to go to the Kings. I don't have to go to the Kings. I can feel bad for him.
Yeah, what was it? They haven't had a very good run of draft picks here.
It's true. Chriss, freshman year at Washington, still a little bit of a, not a project, but still a little raw. 13.8 points, 5.4 boards, about an assist, about a steal, 1.6 blocks, and 0.6 threes a game.
He kind of reminds me of Noah Vonleh at this point.
All right. Did Vonleh have that many threes his first year through college?
I think he was at least working on it.
Yeah. I'm watching. Chris seems to have a little bit of a smoother game.
Conley's a little taller.
Yeah, Chris is listed at 6'9". Wow, he looks taller on the... Maybe he's got a long wingspan. But yeah, this could be interesting for the Kings. Say they trade Gay, or when Gay gets hurt, is he a must-own player?
We're assuming small forward, right?
I was thinking stretch four. I thought he was coming out as a stretch four.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I mean, real GM has him listed at 6'8".
Yikes. He's getting smaller by the website.
No, he's just... How is he shrinking?
I don't know. They're comparing him to Rashard Lewis on ESPN now.
They must really like his three-point shooting more than I do.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought I just saw a trade. Did you see that?
I'm waiting. I haven't seen one.
I thought I saw it on the bottom line real quick that some trade rights went to the Suns. Maybe just a pick was traded earlier. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
The Suns.
Oh, there's your report. Timberwolves shopping Ricky Rubio.
The Suns will send the number 13 pick as part of a package to the Kings. So
for the number 8, so of that pick right there.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought I saw that at the corner of my eye in time. So right now, poor Marquese Chris, his only experience with the Kings is having to interview, pretending like he's happy to be on the Kings, and he's going to get traded.
Oh, yeah, because of the Nets.
I'm so excited to go to Sacramento. It's my favorite city. I really, really like that it's not in the desert like it's in Phoenix.
Now I can't wait to go to New Jersey. Oh, wait, it'll play there.
So the Suns get Marquese Chris. So the Suns get both Chris and Bender, as apparently they want a team of nothing but stretch fours.
I'm not too surprised about this. There was this debate about them taking Chris at four.
Yeah,
this is good stuff. I'm in a redraft, I'll take Chris first.
Wow, so the Kings traded Chris and the number 8 pick, or from the number 8 pick, for the Suns 13 pick and Bogdan Bogdanovic?
Well, I've got another trade here, Raptors-Knicks.
All right, well, we'll get to that in 1 second, but you're trading a number 8 pick and Bogdan Bogdanovic for the 13th pick? It doesn't seem... I don't understand why you'd do that.
Bogdan and a 13 for the 8.
It's a great deal for the Suns.
Yeah, you move up 5 spots to lose Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old Bogdan Bogdanovic?
There's too many Bogdanovic.
23, yeah. He's 23 years old and hasn't made it over here yet. Yeah, that's not a loss. That's a good way to move up 5 picks. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's a great move by the Suns. Hopefully all the mad Suns fans of late can get over it with that one. Oh, here we go. You see it on TV. So the Raptors got... that's from 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's not...
Oh, did... spoiled me.
That's what I get for watching with no sound.
So we've only got time to do a couple more picks. Do you want to how do you want to get to get through the 10th pick and wrap it there?
Sounds good.
All right, we're at the 9th pick now. The Raptors. You had Henry Ellenson going to him. You like this Ellenson dude a lot. That
surprises me. I don't think the Raptors fans are going to be happy about this one.
I'm guessing it's not Ellenson.
Not Ellenson.
It better not be Poeltl. I don't think he's very good.
Maybe. I'd like to hear how they pronounce that.
So you're saying it was Poeltl?
Why would I? You think I would give away something like that?
Well, Adam Silver will give it away now.
With the 9th pick in the 2016 NBA Draft, the Toronto Raptors select Jakob Poeltl. From Vienna,
Jakob? Austria, Jakob? What the hell?
There's an R? Wait, is there an R in his last name? Did I hear that right?
He did. It did sound like he said Portal. He's he's playing a fun game of Portal right now on the PS2.
Yeah.
Why did the Raptors fans are booing? Maybe that's like reverse psychology, and they hope he turns into Porzingis.
I mean, there's no way he's playing next to Valanciunas like ever, right?
No, I mean they did lose Bismack, right?
Okay, so he's your backup.
He's
okay.
He's played a couple years, right, in college. Pretty sure.
Yeah, let's say he was a sophomore.
Yeah, so we'll look at that real quick. But I think that, you know, gives him an automatic backup center.
Yeah, he should be able to step in day one. I guess there's that. You know, a team playing to win now.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the thought process there.
Yeah, sophomore last year.
Yeah. His numbers.
I mean, it's really hard to not compare him to like a. Brain freeze.
Brain freeze?
Or is it brain fart? Is that what it's supposed to be?
What team are you thinking of?
Oh, just move on. I'll get back to you.
17.2 points at Utah last year. That really surprises me. I did not think he scored that much. 9 rebounds, 1.6 blocks. His blocks actually went down as he played more minutes, probably because he was playing against some scrubby second units as a freshman.
Yeah, from the looks of it, there's quite a bit of I think he got quite a bit better his second year.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of they're comparing him to Chris Kaman right now. I don't know if he has that kind of offensive polish.
That's not a very good I mean, that's pretty low end.
How about a taller Aaron Baines?
Wow. Yeah, okay, I see why the Raptors fans are booing. It all makes sense now.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Baines plays hard, gonna get rebounds, maybe a block a game, and scores if the ball hits his hands.
Yeah, that's why did they pass on Ellinson again?
You love this Ellinson dude. You know why? You know why they passed on him? It's because Pit Pat is actually really good, and they yeah, love they.
That's the power forward of the future.
That is their stretch for the future, and they're not going to mess with success like Pit Pat.
Success? How? That's wow. Millennials define that word so wow.
Your standards are too high for me. You and the man.
My standards are high. Pit Pat being a good player is no. That's I draw the line there. There's a line in the dirt. That's where it is.
All right, so we got one pick left. We're going to follow the Bucks pick. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to move to before the Bucks pick here. A couple movies. How you doing in Fantasy Movie League? Are you keeping up with it even?
No, I'm not.
Slim.
This is... there's too many good shows on right now.
It takes 2 minutes to set a weekly Fantasy Movie League lineup.
But I'm just not even paying attention to the movies. I've got... The BBC is going crazy right now.
There is too many shows to watch. There are too many.
There's a... What's a good one? There's a show called The Night Manager.
Oh, I've heard of that one with Dr. House, but he's British again.
Yes. And Hiddleston.
Isn't he boning Taylor Swift right now?
What the... I'm trying to think of like what the e-news, like, you know. I don't even know what the e-news jingle sounds like.
Oh, it's just so weird. Loki and Taylor Swift together.
That's worth watching, but the show I watched that I can't believe how impressed I am with it is a show called Flowers. It's got one of the guys from the Mighty Boosh in it.
Which
is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Wouldn't Loki's like horn hat tickle Taylor Swift when he went in to make out with her?
I mean, it's a mirage, man. Controls those things, you know.
All right, sorry. Flowers. One of my roommates from college, my best friend, he's a big Boosh fan, so I'll have to ask him if he's watched that one.
Yeah, this is Howard Moon from the Mighty Boosh. I know he's got a real name, but...
I haven't even watched Futurama, so you know this is well over my head. I'm behind on Game of Thrones. It's unacceptable in today's world.
How you have managed to avoid the spoilers is amazing.
Everyone asks me that, and Walking Dead. I finally finished Walking Dead like a week ago.
Can you believe he died? Seriously, though, the Walking Dead finale, I pissed some people off.
Well, I think it's a great monetary tactic. By the producers. All the actors now, when they're holding out for their contracts, they can just be like, yeah, we can make it any one of you. See what I'm saying?
So do you want to live?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to take a 10% pay cut per episode, or else you're the one down there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, good times. I just don't read the websites that say that kind of stuff, and I'm not on social media enough, especially when those shows are on.
I'm so glad we're still on for this. I'm so glad.
For the Bucks pick?
Oh, my God.
All right, so the Bucks...
Pick of the draft.
All right, I'm glad we stayed.
Questionable.
Hold on, wait for it. Wait for Adam Silver to come on the stream.
Oh, man.
Who is this? Who could be...
the Bucks. Where...
How could it be that bad?
Oh, you haven't heard it yet. You don't even know. Don't cheat. No Twitter.
Oh, I'm not. I don't have it up. I'm good at avoiding spoilers. We've all learned this. All right, here's Adam Silver.
With the 10th pick in the 2016 NBA draft, the Milwaukee Bucks select Thon Maker.
No!
And Perth, Australia.
What?
10 overall.
Perhaps the most well-traveled of any. I've got to listen to the stream for this for a minute. Just how old is he? Is he 19? We don't know.
There's a bioblast on Thon Maker if you're not familiar with him. He was born in the Sudan, escaped at the age of 6 during the Civil War.
All right. Our very first There Could Be Porn Stars, Thon Maker. Really, really making a stride here. The 10th pick to the Bucks.
Hey, he averaged 25 points in high school.
Oh, my God. Oh, who was on the board? Your boy Ellinson?
No, it's so bad. It's a project. Oh, wow. That is impressive.
I really like the Deonto Davis. I think he's pretty good. I would have definitely taken him over Thon Maker.
Oh, we could list 10 easy. Easily. We had 20.
give me Bryce Johnson over Thon Maker.
Wow, that's interesting. Unbelievable. 10th overall.
Yeah. 7-1, 215. Played, you know, really well in college. He had some great YouTube videos.
Oh, you mean high school?
Oh, high school. I'm sorry. I forgot his age. I forgot his age.
You remembered his age? Tell us, please.
So yeah, Thon Maker, REL, $15.
I mean, that's a 10th pick. You got to assume there's something there. Oh man, this is, yeah, sure. He's gonna go for more than that.
Wow.
There's gonna be buzz.
The buzz.
People are gonna draft him and redraft.
Oh my God, he's going to play more than half the year in the D League.
I hope.
He'll play in the D League right next to Robin Lopez.
I don't even know if he's ever stepped on the court with another 7-footer.
Oh, Milwaukee. Oh, there's some Bucks fan cheering. Get out of here. All right, we're going to wrap the show there. That was awesome that we stayed through 10 picks. Surprise of the draft already. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We went way longer than we meant to, but that's how our podcasts usually go. But I'm going to do a full write-up sometime over the weekend. Hopefully listening to this will satiate you until we get the full write-up up. And then it's starting to move into off-season. We won't be doing ranks for a few more months. So we still got free agency. But we'll be starting to get content up more and more as we move along.
July 1st, right? That's the date. People can sign on July 1st.
Can sign. Oh, yeah, the free agency date. It starts
July 1st. Yeah, that's going to be a huge day. There's going to be big contracts that day.
Man, going to spend more money than... I'm trying to think of something good. Than the Bucks just wasted on Thon Maker.
He just got guaranteed like 4 years, man. He is set.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in a few weeks to catch up on some more stuff. Look out for the full draft write-up sometime this weekend. And, Slim, catch you down the road. Go Thon Maker! Number one pick in redraft. Woo!
Yes, sir.